From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Anticipation mounts as an appellate court weighs the Trump temporary travel ban. A U.S. appeals court in San Francisco says it will likely rule this week on whether a federal judge had the legal grounds to suspend President Donald Trump's ban last month on immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries. A lawyer for the U.S. Justice Department and an attorney representing the states of Washington and Minnesota, which are suing to stop the ban, presented their arguments by telephone before a three-judge appellate panel on Tuesday. U.S. Attorney August Flinchy said Trump's executive order was well within his power granted by Congress and the Constitution. Flinchy pointed out that Congress and the former Obama administration determined that seven countries named in the order, Somalia, Sudan, Iran, Iraq, Libya, Syria, and Yemen, were of concern to authorities because they pose a risk of terrorism or give terrorists a safe haven. President Trump's controversial executive order dominated Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly's first visit to Capitol Hill.
Risk, not religion. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly reassured Congress that was the foundation for President Trump's embattled executive order.
It's not being done for because they're Muslim countries, but because they're countries that we don't trust their vetting or their information.
The rushed rollout, which caused confusion at airports across the country and sparked demonstrations, could have been avoided through better communication with Congress, Kelly said.
In retrospect, I should have. This is all on me, by the way. I should have delayed it just a bit.
But the admission did little to calm angry Democrats who asked Kelly to consider the families turned away because of the ban. Catherine Gibson, VOA News,